त्वदन्यः पाणिभ्यामभयवरदो दैवतगणः त्वमेका नैवासि प्रकटितवराभीत्यभिनया भयात्रातुं दातुं फलमपि च वाञ्छासमधिकं शरण्ये लोकानां तव हि चरणावेव निपुणौ। ओ देवी, त्वदन्यः none other than you among the divinities paanibhyam varadah daivata ganah, none among the divinities bring boons and blessings. Tvam eka, you are the only one. Naivasi na eva asi, who is not sporting any postures from your hands. Prakatita vara abhiti abhinaya, you show the blessing no fear without asking. Bhayatratum datum, and give phalamapi datum, you give phalamapi cha vancha samadhikam, the wants more than one wishes for. Sharanye lokanam devi, devi who shelters the entire universe, tavahi charanaveva nipunau, only your feet have the expertise. Hey devi, whenever other deities enter, they come with open hands showing different postures of blessings, but mother, you are alone who do not enter like that. There is no extra blessings which are needed. Just one glance of you will be sufficient to fulfill all the needs one wants. When such is the case, mother, you bring everything with you when you enter the devotee's heart and mind or his abode. What else is needed? Devi has Pasha, Ankusha, etc. in her four hands. One has to prostrate before her, bow to her feet and tell her all the problems one has. For example, the idol of Kanchi Kamakshi is like that only. She does not show free hand to bless anyone. Her blessings come through her benevolent eyes and the feet, which are beautiful. Her lotus feet are the source of all benediction she gives. This shloka tells us about the power of Devi's beauty. Haris Tvamaradhya Pranatajana Saubhagya Jananim Puranari Bhutva Puraripumapi Kshobhamanayat Smaropi Tvam Natva Ratinayana Lekhena Vapusha Munina Mapyantah Prabhavati Mohaya Mahatam. Worshipping you who are Pranatajana Saubhagya Jananim. Pranatajana, people who salute to you, Saubhagya Janani, you become the mother of all their wants and wishes. When Lord Vishnu worshipped you, what happened? Pura, in the past, Nari Bhutva, he became a damsel so beautiful that even Puraripumapi, even the Shiva who conquered the conquered Manmatha, Kshobhamanayat, he became enticed. Smara api, even the Manmatha, Tvam Natvam, by bowing to you only, Ratinayana Lehena Vapusha, has become the kohal or kajal of Rati's eyes, because you are visible only to her then. For the Muninam Apyantaha Bhavatihi Mohaya Mahatam. Then Muninam Api Antaha Prabhavati. Even the sages of high order will be ultimately affected by Manmatha and they get perturbed. Is it not because of your blessings only? O Devi, you are so merciful that mere bowing down to you gets all the wishes fulfilled. Lord Vishnu got the power to become a beautiful maiden due to this only. In the incarnation of Mohini, he was able to mesmerize the entire universe. Even Shiva, who had conquered Manmatha, became defeated by Manmatha only when he saw Devi Mohini or Vishnu in the maiden form. Hey Devi, it is only because of your mercy or power that Manmatha became Ananga. That is, he became fully visible only to his wife Rati Devi. Not only that, he is able to do his work in the universe like this only in his invisible form. Even the great sages who can control their mind become powerless before him only because of your grace, Devi. Lord Manmatha or Kamadeva is said to be one of the 13 apostles of Devi who propagated Sri Vidya, each in his own way. Dhanuh Poshpam Maurvi Madhukaramai Panchavishikaha Vasantas Samanto Malaya Marudayodhana Rathaha Tathapekas Sarvam Himagirisute Kamapikripam Apangate Labdhva Jagadidamanango Vijayate. Now, in this stanza, Guru Shankara describes the inabilities of Manmatha, but still how he has conquered the universe. Devi, who is Manmatha or Ananga? What are his arms? What are his abilities? Dhanuh Paushpam, his bow is made up of flowers which cannot be strong or permanent. They wither away. Maurvi, the bow or bowstring, is of Madhukaramai, is just the lines of bees, honeybees, which are always flying around. Panchavishikam, he has only 5 arrows of flowers. Vasanta Samanto, his charioteer or companion is none other but Vasanta, a season. Tatha api eka sarvam. When such is the case, Himagirisute, the daughter of Himalayan king, kamapi kripam, then whose help or mercy, apangate labdhva, even though he has no organs, he gets the jagadidam anango vijayate. He gets the victory over the universe, though he is invisible. It is all due to your blessings only. It is said that if the devotee recites this shloka 500 times per day for 21 days, he gets his weakness removed and becomes strong and gets good progeny. Who is Manmatha? He controls the entire universe. Who is this Manmatha who controls the entire universe? What are his arms and ammunition? How big is his army to conquer the world? Sri Shankara says like this, O mother, Manmatha holds a bow made of flowers. The bowstring is made of honeybees. His charioteer is the seasonal Vasanta. And his chariot is spring wind, which is never permanent. His arrows are flowers. Over and above all, he is Ananga, who has no body but to perceive. Yet, he conquers the entire universe. This is because of your blessings only, mother. When such a weakling can rule over the world, what about some other one? Your blessings can make anybody change, mother. Kwanat kanchi dama karikalabha kumbhastananata parikshina madhye parinatasharaschandra vadana dhanurbanan pasham srinimapi dadhana karatalaihi purastadastam nah puramathitu raho purushika. Mother, Konat Kanchi Dhamma, Devi, the waist belt you are wearing makes sound when you move. Karikalabha kumbhasthananata. Karikalabha kumbhasthananata. Your breasts are like the forehead of a strong young tusker. Your waist is very thin. Parikshina. Your waist is very thin and it seems as if it is bent a little because of the weight of your breasts. Madhye parinata sharaschandra vadana. And your face is a full moon. Dhanur banan, bow and arrows. Pasham, rope. Sranam api. And the goad, dadana karatalaihi. You are holding in your hands. Purastadastam naha puramadhitu. Aho purushika. Aho. Oh, the macho power of puramadhitum. One who destroyed puras, that is Ishwara. May you stay before us. May you manifest before us. Oh, mother, you are very beautiful. The jewels or ornaments you are wearing make appropriate sound when you move. You have four hands and each is holding one or the other weapon. In this apparition, you are the manly ego from manly ego form of Shiva. O Devi, please do come and manifest before me and bless me.